Except for the tears in his eyes, I believe I would have said, "Well, good luck, Ralph." But the tears made that impossible. He was as big as my father. The suit he was wearing was my father's, which my mother had altered for him. What were the tears for? Would I have them in my own eyes in a moment, too, after all the years of imitating him to never have them, and having succeeded, except for the 2 or 3 times I had let them go when I had been alone, and nobody knew? And if the tears came into my eyes, too, what would they be for? Everything I knew, I'd learned from my brother, not from school, and everything he knew, he'd learned from my father. So now, what did we know? What did my father know? What did my brother? What did I? I got out of bed and jumped into my clothes and went outside to the backyard. Under the old sycamore tree was the almost completed raft my brother and I had been making in our spare time to launch one day soon on King's River. I'll finish it alone, I thought. I'll float down King's River alone. My brother came out of the house quietly, holding an old straw suitcase. I'll finish the raft, I said. I believed my brother would say something in the same casual tone of voice, and then turn and walk away, and that would be that.